This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is California Congressman Dan Lundgren, a member of both the House Homeland Security and Judiciary Committees. We want to get his thoughts on just exactly what you'll have to deal with as a result of the Congress passing the so-called fixes bill that will now change the original health care bill passed by the House of Representatives on Sunday. We also want to get his thoughts on just how this week has been going and what it's like to experience an atmosphere like this over the past several days. And Congressman, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, one of the things I know that, of course, consumed a lot of the Senate's week was this fixes bill. From what I heard, there was about 10 minutes of floor debate in the House to deal with the minor changes. The taxes are a lot of the things that conservatives are talking about today in a lot of different areas. Briefly summarize what you think are some of the most significant tax increases in this fix-it bill.
Well, there's no doubt that if you take the fix-it bill combined with the bill that that we passed originally, there's going to be a host of new taxes. For those people who happen to enjoy tanning salons, I'm not one of them, there's a new 10% tax now on indoor UV tanning. If you would be so unfortunate as to have to receive a medical device such as a new hip or a new knee, you get to have a tax placed on that. I guess that's for the privilege of undergoing those surgeries. We have these mandates that are going to start for businesses, which will require a tax if they do not pay for health care as defined by the federal government. It just goes on and on and on and on. There is an impact on the manner in which the government has encouraged employers to keep their retired employees on certain benefit programs. And one of the ways the government did that was with some subsidies for these plans for providing prescription drugs. That subsidy, that amount now will be viewed as taxable to the employer. And what we've already seen is evidence of the fact that this is going to hit some of these companies right where it hurts, and in fact probably mean that they are going to have to pay hundreds of millions of dollars. We have that in state after state after state. In Iowa, John Deere has just indicated that their company may have to pay $150 million in tax, or it will cost them effectively $150 million after the tax this year. Caterpillar in Illinois has said that the new health care reform law will create a $100 million drag on its first quarter earnings. This is just because of the tax changes. Even though the change won't take effect officially until 2011, its liabilities, that is Caterpillar's liabilities for retiree health care, have to be reflected in its financial statements. So you go on and on and on. I mean, the impact of the tax on medical devices has caused at least one company in Massachusetts to indicate that it's a job killer, and they're afraid that they'll be forced to move manufacturing overseas if they can't pass those costs on to the customer. And that's the essence of it. The tax is on the corporation for producing a medical device or a type of defined medical equipment, including things such as new hips and new knees. So who's going to pay for that?
Congressman, just a quick follow-up. In terms of those companies like Caterpillar and John Deere that could be seeing hundreds of millions of dollars in new costs, how do they defray that?
Well, how do you defray it? You try and bring down your bottom line. I suppose in some cases that means you have to be concerned about either not hiring any new employees or having to lay off some of the ones you already have. I mean, this is a job killer bill, and people ought to understand that the primary cause of the job killing aspect of it are these enormous taxes that are just throughout this. Last week, in a letter to President Obama and to the Congress, more than 130 economists looked at this and said, in our view, the health care bill contains a number of provisions that will eliminate jobs, reduce hours and wages, and limit future job creation. Now, generally speaking, economists will tell you it makes no sense to raise taxes in a down economy. But the manner in which these taxes are imposed are particularly pernicious because they appear to strike at the job-creating aspect of our economy, particularly with small and medium-sized businesses.
What about the investment tax? We've heard a little bit about that. What kind of details can you give our listeners about that?
Well, for the very first time, we're going to have a tax, 3.8 or 3.9% tax, supposedly a Medicare tax. That's what they're describing it as, on unearned income, or as I like to say, investment income, or as I like to actually really say, job creation income. These are the dollars that are used to invest in companies and that people put at risk on new companies, startup companies, or small companies attempting to become larger companies. In other words, these are the kinds of dollars that otherwise flow into the private economy to create jobs. We're taking them out of the economy, and we are creating a disincentive for future investment or future dollars that would otherwise go into investment or savings. That makes absolutely no sense. And yet, very little discussion has been made of it except to say that this is a tax on the rich. No, it's a tax on those people who use their money to invest in our economy, in the private sector. What we're doing is taking it out of the private sector and delivering it to the public sector, not to take care of the shortcomings, the fiscal shortcomings of Medicare and Medicaid as we see them now, but rather to create new programs and leave even Medicare and Medicaid even in worse shape than they are now. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever.
We're talking with California Congressman Dan Lundgren in our last 60 seconds or so here, sir. This has obviously been a fairly unique week for all members of Congress up on Capitol Hill, especially given the magnitude of this issue. How do you put into words just the intensity, the passion that you've seen inside the halls and outside on the Capitol lawn? What do you make of it all?
Well, I've normally seen passion on contested issues that allows for a bipartisan response to that issue of passion. But here we have something that is unique. We have passionate debate on the issue, but for whatever reason, the majority party decided that they would not allow a bipartisan response. And that's why this passion can turn skepticism of government, which I consider to be healthy, to a destructive cynicism about government. And that could be the final chapter in this saga. That is, that it made people lose faith in a responsive government, which they thought they had under this Constitution.
Congressman, we'll keep watching because I know this fight isn't over, and there are certainly many others to come in the weeks ahead. Thank you very much for your time.
This fight is not over. This is repeal and reform, or repeal and replace. We're not for the status quo, but we're for turning back this ill-conceived, tax-raising, job-killing response by one single party.
And we will follow it every step of the way. We appreciate your time, sir, today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
California Congressman Dan Lundgren of California's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.